the countries can't issue threats all they want, but as long as they have nowhere to get doctors to treat Kenyans, then their exercise exists in futility. The country can issue all the threats they want, but until they address the issues you've raised, then they are issuing all those threats in futility. KMPDU and the doctors have put clear issues that they want addressed. Those issues can be addressed by anything except threats and victimization. So when they're done with the threats, they'll come back to the table and talk, and they'll have to do what we want. So instead of going through it round and round and making patients suffer, they better come early, we talk early and finish early, because as a union, we're not going to back down, because whatever we're asking for are reasonable things. Most of them don't even involve monetary issues. We were almost agreeing on everything. We only told them that, can we agree on timelines and who is responsible for doing what? And they refused. So you can see that they're just being naughty and trying to be cheeky by saying that they're going to do something, that they don't give timelines, neither do they commit who is going to be responsible for doing it. So as a union, we are not going to be tricked into signing a charter formula that cannot be executed, nor can it be followed up. Remember that the collective bargaining agreement that we were fighting about, or we were striking about, was signed by them, deposited in court by them, and they still dishonored it. So what, we're not naive enough to imagine that a mere return to work formula that is signed without such commitments will change their minds.
Some doctors are saying they have received the dismissal letters. I understand that you were even dismissed by a letter sent to you. How do you address some of these concerns of this dismissal of members of your organization?
We were alive to the fact that such prices will have to be paid. And we are alive to the fact that the price for liberty is eternal vigilance. And we know that they are going to do what they do best, issuing threats. And that's why the clarion call for our strike was that we have nothing to lose but the chains of fear, chains of selfishness, chains of self-doubt that keep on holding us back to back when we want to ask for what is rightfully ours. So they can fire us all. Personally, I've been fired, and I don't even feel I don't worry anymore, because I know that so long as I'm on the right side of history, everything, and we also know that when the strike will be ending, and because the strike must end someday, they will have to withdraw all those dismissal letters.
Well, the letters cite doctors' absence as a breach of their employment contract. Where do you go from here?
Yeah, of course, there was a court order that was against the whole victimization or firing of the doctor. So whatever they are doing is against the court order. But at this point, we're not going to allow the law to fight our battles. We are going to fight our battles using our unity, our solidarity, and our collective bargaining power, not through individual begging.
But I understand a court rule that the ongoing strike by medical doctors or by members of your organization is illegal.
That's why I've told you that we're not going to wait for the law to protect us, because we are dealing with employers that themselves are not keen on respecting the court orders. The CBA was a court order. We sued them. There was a court order. So the fact that they are not being willing to obey the court orders, our members are also very doubtful whether we need to really obey that court order. But more importantly, that even as they proceed and disobey the court orders around and victimization, we are not going to wait for the courts. Neither will we hear as we going to report to the courts about them disobeying the court orders. We are purely going to use our collective bargaining power, our power to collectively ask for our rights, to fight back against such intransigence and belligerence.
Some of the medical professionals are complaining that they've not been paid between 6 to 9 months or more. But the Health Cabinet Secretary, Susan Nakumicha, said that the government has released about 3.5 billion shillings for payment of salary arrears from 2017 to June 24 to be paid over five financial years. Isn't this a step that could help resolve some of your major concerns?
That's a step, but when we went to strike, the main issue was not about the basic salary. The main issue was the intern doctor who had not been posted. And when the strike began, they posted them, but posted them at a third of their usual salaries. And so the stalemate which broke the talks was the issue around the interns, because we told them that we cannot go back to work until we address the issue around the interns. And they said they don't have money. So we told them that the 3.5 billion that you are claiming that you have availed to pay the basic salary arrears, use that money to pay the interns. We are willing as doctors to donate that money to pay the interns, and if they change, they can keep change.